You know, I can honestly say I'm a little jealous right now.
Jealous.
Yep.
How's
Kenny
that?
Is on the phone to do a second date update. He went out with a girl named Dana, and now she's not calling him back. But he started his date with Dana by just kissing her. They had been chatting online for a while. He showed up as soon as he saw her. He went in for the kiss because he knew it'd be okay because they were both very flirty. She was surprised, but she liked it. But Kenny and I have talked for a while now. Why have we not kissed yet? No. That's how you do it, right?
We're still establishing trust.
I trust you. Kiss me real quick, Kenny. Come on. No. Just a little bit. Ready? I'll go first.
I don't hate
you. Are you going to join me, Kenny?
It's tempting.
Is it, though? Is it really tempting, right, Kenny?
Kenny,
you're a loud kisser.
Kenny, it does suck to get shut down. I know how you feel now since you got shut down at the end of your date by her. It sucks, man.
Yeah, thanks for your empathy.
Yeah, no problem. If you're just joining us, Kenny did do that. He kissed his date right away. And then at the end of the date, after they had dinner, he thought everything was going well, but he went in for a kiss. She stopped him and said something like, hey, we got the makeout session over with already, no making out. He thought she was joking, tried to go back in. She put her hand over his mouth and said no. And he has not heard from her since. He's tried to call her and text her and even Facebook message her a bunch, but hasn't heard a word. So we're going to call her right now. You ready, Kenny?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello?
Can I speak to Dana, please?
Hi, this is her.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, from Brooke and what?
No, Brooke
it is
and
broken.
Jubal. Brooke and Jubal, it's a radio show.
Okay, why are you calling me from a radio show?
Well, I'm calling you because we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
An email?
Yeah, it's from a guy that you went out on a date with.
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand what's going on.
I know, you're not supposed to yet. I'll explain. So I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, okay?
Okay.
And we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Okay.
So you went out on a date with a guy named Kenny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I know that Kenny has tried to call you a bunch and sent you a bunch of text messages, and he also said he tried to Facebook you, but you haven't responded. So he enlisted our help to see if we could figure out what went wrong on your date.
Look, I really don't feel comfortable talking about my personal life on the air.
Okay. Well, do you feel comfortable just telling us about Kenny? You don't have to go into too many details. Did you like him?
I mean, I definitely have not called him back, and I don't plan on it. Does that answer your question?
We understand that you don't like him now, but did you like him at any point during your date?
No, not really.
Whoa, oh, yeah. Really? I knew he read that whole thing wrong.
Was it because he kissed you as soon as you guys met in person?
How do you know that?
Well, we talked to Kenny.
You talked to Kenny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He sent us an email saying he really liked you and you're not calling him back. So we had a conversation with him, asked him his side of the story, and then we wanted to find out yours. Was the kiss too much at the beginning?
I mean, wouldn't it be weird to you to kind of have someone try to stick their tongue down your throat in the waiting area?
Not for me, no. Happens
yeah, of course not.
All the time. But again, that's my curse. And I wear it and I embrace it. It would be strange.
Was he really that aggressive with a kiss? It wasn't just like a peck on the lips?
No, it was like full on. He grabbed me behind the neck and tried to go for a full on makeout session. And I was kind of freaking out because it was inappropriate. I mean, there were kids around and everything. Whoa. I was just really uncomfortable.
He said that you kissed him back, though. Did you or no?
I mean, I honestly didn't really even know what to do. I mean, this was the first time I'd ever met the guy. And here, within the first 10 seconds, he's already trying to make out with me.
God, I would have pushed him.
I thought about that, but I don't know. I didn't know what to do at the time. Yeah.
He said that you guys continued, though, and went to dinner, and you seemed like you were enjoying yourself. Was that just an act then?
Well, once we sat down to dinner, he explained, you know, the reason why he kissed me right away was that he thought I was so beautiful, and I guess I thought I was kind of sweet, so I decided to, you know, give him a chance, at least for the rest of dinner.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So you're giving him a second shot. Like, he was a little overeager, obviously.
Yeah. And so I guess I kind of forgave him.
Okay. And so did dinner not go as well as he thinks?
It started out okay. The conversation was okay at the beginning. And then there was this family next to us with this little baby. And he's like, hey, check out that baby. The baby's staring at us. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, as they do.
Babies, I know. Yeah. They're always like staring. Yeah. And it's really rude. Yeah.
They don't get uncomfortable. It's really strange.
Yeah.
So then the baby was staring at us like nonstop, which, you know, I thought was kind of cute because, you know, that's what babies do. They stare around and they look at things.
Yeah.
But then he goes, watch this. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what is he going to do? He's already tried to shove his tongue down my throat in the middle of the restaurant. So he flips the baby, the bird.
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did you just say he flipped
the baby off?
Dude, he flipped the baby off?
That's messed up.
Yes.
Why did he flip the baby off?
I don't know.
And that is awful.
Did the parents see him flip their baby off?
No, thank God, no. But I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, is this person crazy? Like, what is wrong with him?
And flipping the bird is so aggressive, too.
Yeah, and he was laughing. Like, oh my God, haha, this is so funny. The baby has no idea. And I didn't know what to do. Do I get up and leave? Do I sit and stay? I was horrified. Like, honestly, I was a little bit angry and a little bit, like, scared. Like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
What do I do now?
He just told the baby to F off. What is this guy's limit?
I did not tell the baby to F off, okay?
What?
I just gave the baby the finger. Well, that's hilarious.
That's the same thing!
What?
Hey, Dana. Dana, that's Kenny. Yeah, Kenny was on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
God.
And now I guess he feels like he needs to defend himself.
I'm sorry.
Calm down, people. Just give me a chance, okay? You're making way too big of a deal out of this. I flipped the baby off. That's a joke. Do you not have a sense of humor? That's hilarious.
It's not
that
funny.
Offensive.
What's the worst that could happen? Like, it's not like this baby's going to subconsciously remember that it got flipped off at a restaurant when it was a baby.
What if the parents saw you? And then what? And you're going to have some dad kicking your butt in the restaurant?
No, they would probably laugh. I think that's hilarious if someone flipped off my baby.
What?
I hope you never have children. What are you going to do, flip off your own kids?
The baby smiled. He thought it was funny.
Well, I don't think Dana thought it was as funny as you did, Kenny.
And that was the first date. I can't believe you would even do something. You don't even know my sense of humor, or me, for that matter. So why would you even take the chance?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I've never met a single person in my entire life that didn't think flipping off a baby is funny. It's funny.
In your whole life.
You're crazy.
So wait, Kenny, are you going around flipping off lots of babies then? You're putting this to the trial is
just
what it sounds
going
like.
Going to nurseries?
Well, only the ones that are asking for it.
Only the ones.
No,
if you're
baby.
Staring too long, yeah. You're getting flipped off in Kenny's book.
No babies asking for it, Kenny.
It was a joke, Dana. I was trying to make you laugh. That's it.
Well, flipping off babies is not the way to make me laugh. And honestly, I don't think there's one person in the world who would find that more offensive than I would.
Oh, no.
Dana, did you get flipped off as a baby and you're scarred because of it or something? Like,
oh, my God.
You see?
How are you so sensitive to this?
Honestly, out of all of you, do any of you think this is funny?
No. No, you boys, kind of. No. It's not
situational
funny,
for me.
I'm
situational.
In the middle. I'm in the middle.
Situational. First date, probably not funny to flip off a baby, but I guarantee you there are some moments where it is funny. Depends on the situation.
Don't bail on me.
I'm not bailing on you, Kenny.
You're on my side.
I'm there with you. I just don't think it was the right situation for it.
Kenny.
Hey, Dana, would you like to go out with Kenny again on a second date? We will pay for it.
Absolutely not.
No.
I'm sorry, Kenny, but flipping the baby was one too many babies.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Grow up.
Wait, she's the one that needs to grow up, and you're the one flipping off small children.
I'm not flipping off small children, just babies.
All right,
well, I draw a line.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Dana, thank you for your time. I appreciate you telling us why you didn't enjoy your date with Kenny.
Oh, my goodness. Good luck, Kenny. Bye.
And Kenny, now you know there's a time and a place for flipping off a baby, and a first date is not it.
Yeah, apparently you can kiss a stranger, but you can't flip off a baby in front of that stranger.
Oh, wow.